That's great. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live, as I've said, here at the Northern Lights Casino in Walker, which is operated by the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. Earlier in the show, we featured singers, drummers, dancers from Leech Lake right here, the Northbird Singers, and we're inviting them back on stage. But we're joined here first by father and daughter who are part of that group, Dave Northbird and his daughter Julia.
Miigwech.
Could tell me a little bit about how do you start this? When do you start playing and learning the music, and how does that start?
I kind of had a late start. I started maybe when I was about 17 years old. My grandfather on my dad's side, there was kind of a Christian belief there, so I was kind of kept from it. But when I got to my adulthood, I was able to, you know, do these things for myself, so I was kind of self-taught. And then when Julia and the kids came along, they came along with me, and they picked it up at that time, you know, right from, you know, a really young age. So.
Yeah. And Julia, you're wearing a beautiful dress. Can you tell me about it?
Yep, I sure can. This is the very first dress my mom ever made. She made it for me. And, of course, she did all the beadwork. I helped a little bit, but not as much as I should have.
And what are the parts that make the sound? What are those, the jingles?
They're actually made of snuff can lids. You would think that it's a really old knowledge, but really the jingle dress and the vision and the dreams and the creation stories of it are right around the year 1900. So, you know, snuff was around back in them days. But it's the sound and the spirituality of the songs that drive the healing power that this dress possesses. So.
Wow, it's very colorful. It's kind of a green color. I'm trying to describe it for the folks at home. It's just almost beyond words here.
There's probably about 150 of those tins on there, do you think, on your skirt? There's quite a few.
That's a good estimation.
Yeah, on your old skirt. Yeah, beautiful colors.
Well, tell me how much of your lives do you spend playing music? Do you tour around a lot? How often do you do this?
I think every weekend, all summer long, every summer. Like for instance, we've been singing and dancing all this week, including down in Washington D.C. We took a trip with the Catholic Bina schools and the reservation, so we performed down there. Julia danced and I sang with the Catholic Bina school drum. So it's a lifestyle. It's kind of like a We got our day jobs, but then we do this full-time as well. So
kind of like being in a band.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, tell me, what does it mean to you personally? Like, what drives you to, what does this mean to be able to share this music that's been around so long?
Personally, it means a lot to me. I grew up dancing probably as soon as I could walk. This means a lot, and it, like, taught me very, very important lessons in my life, like responsibility and respect.
Now, for me, it's an opportunity to share a culture that was almost lost for our communities. And people really look at me different now that I'm able to share that. When I'm around, you know, town and I see people, they look at me different, and they really respect what I'm doing because of the teachings that I've been able to share. So that's what I get out of it. And it's very uplifting for the community to get knowledge that was almost lost. So it's important.
Very good. Well, I look forward to hearing some more here in just a second. It's Dave Northbird and his daughter Julia. Thank you.